about all kinds of stuff, Professor Dave Explains.
Let's return to grammar by learning a bit more about pronouns. While the first person pronoun, ego, indicates the speaker, and the second person, to, indicates the person addressed by the speaker, the third person pronoun describes an outside person or a thing the speaker is talking about. Is, ea, id is commonly described and used in Latin as a personal pronoun in all cases, but technically, is, ea, id is an adjective, and more precisely, a demonstrative adjective, comparable to ille, illa, illud, which we saw in a previous tutorial. The declension of is, ea, id is in fact quite similar to the other demonstratives, like ik, aek, ok, or ille, illa, illud, with only a few exception forms. Let's take a closer look. Is, ea, id, eius, 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 ei, 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 eum, eam, id, eo, ea, eo. Its declension may seem really weird at first, but it will look a lot more normal after you recall the familiar forms uius, uic, and ilius, ili, which are the genitive and dative case coming from ik, aek, ok, and ille, illa, illud. In is, ea, id, nominative and accusative neuter are obviously the same. At this point, we must understand something very important, which is natural in Latin, but not so intuitive to English speakers. Although generally this pronoun is translated in English as he, she, it, we must remember that these genders are purely grammatical. In other words, the masculine and feminine forms could refer also to inanimate things, which in Latin are obviously masculine, feminine, or neuter. Therefore, don't forget that is, ea, id will always reflect that too. Don't automatically assume that everything inanimate will be an it in Latin. In fact, we can say something like this. Luna pulcra est. The moon is beautiful. Puellae eam amant. The girls love it, even though Latin says her, because Luna is a feminine noun. By the same token, we can say flos pulcher est. The flower is beautiful. Puellae eum amant. The girls love it, where in Latin we say him, because flos is masculine. In order to use the neuter form, id, we must have a neuter noun, such as mare maris. Mare pulcrum est. The sea is beautiful. Puellae id amant. The girls love it, since mare is indeed a neuter noun. This is definitely something that will need some getting used to. With that said, let's look now at the plural forms, which pretty much follow the first and second declension. Ei, e, eae, ea. Eorum, earum, eorum. Eis, eis, eis. Eos, eas, ea. Eis, eis, eis. The genitive forms, eorum, earum, eorum, are used as a possessive, provided that it's not reflexive. In fact, of him, of her, of them, really means his, her, their. The dative plural, eis, could have a variation in eis. Let's see some examples to better illustrate this use. Eis, multos libros dabo. Ostes eum non capient. Post eius laborem, gratiam ei ages. Sine labore, nulla pax, in civitate eorum veniet. Still, don't forget that is, ea, id is just as common as demonstrative adjective, often substituting ille, illa, illud. Ii viri boni sunt. Duc me ad eam insulam. Tune veritatem in eo libro demonstras? With that understood, let's check comprehension.
Thanks for watching. Subscribe to my channel for more tutorials. Support me on Patreon so I can keep making content. And as always, feel free to email me, ProfessorDaveExplains@gmail.com.